For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Wyoming Department of Health yesterday reported its first case of West Nile virus this year involving an adult in the northeastern part of the state. The virus spreads when mosquitoes feed on infected birds and then bite humans, horses, and other animals. The virus cannot spread from person to person. Erica Baldry is an epidemiologist with the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
There haven't been any reports of human activity or equine cases, so horse cases here in Montana quite yet. Typically, West Nile virus season in Montana is from July through October.
Montana had its third highest number of reported West Nile virus cases last year. 47 people, including one fatality, were diagnosed with the virus.
You know, we can't really predict what every West Nile virus season is going to look like until we're in it. And that's why we really focus on prevention.
The Department of Health recommends draining standing water around your home to prevent mosquito breeding, using insect repellent, and wearing lawn sleeves and pants, especially at dawn and dusk when mosquitoes are most active. Baldry says only 1 in 5 people infected with West Nile will develop symptoms, which tend to be flu-like. Fewer than 1% of cases include more serious symptoms that affect the brain and nervous system. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.